This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Roslindale man who's been behind bars for nearly 40 years for murder is free today. Frederick Clay was arrested when he was 16 years old and sentenced to life in prison for a crime he says he never committed. Today, the Suffolk County DA says Clay did not receive a fair trial. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
Frederick Clay has always maintained his innocence, even when it meant refusing a plea deal to avoid a life sentence. Today, his murder conviction was vacated, and Clay, now 53 years old, walked out of the courtroom a free man.
Well, it's been a long time coming. It's been 38 years. It's something I didn't do. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I'm sort of nervous.
Clay told reporters that his lawyers and even other inmates continued to encourage him throughout the appeals process.
Never give up. You might lose some issues along the way, but you still got to maintain who you are and sort of don't play politics with the truth. Stick with the truth.
Clay was arrested in 1979, 2 weeks after his 16th birthday, for the murder of Jeffrey Boyajian, a cab driver who was shot to death while on the job in Roslindale. Several eyewitnesses placed Clay at the scene, and in 1981, he was convicted of first-degree murder. Clay's attorney, Lisa Cavanaugh, says the witnesses confirmed his identity only after being hypnotized, an identification method that new research has largely debunked. Cavanaugh says that much of the testimony used against Clay would not stand up today in court.
There were profound problems with both the circumstances in which the eyewitnesses were able to make their initial observations and also with the way that the police handled the identification procedures.
And the prosecution agrees. Suffolk County District Attorney Daniel Conley's office reinvestigated Clay's case through the county's Conviction Integrity Program. Conley says he doesn't know whether Clay is actually innocent or not, but what he does know is that Clay did not receive a fair trial.
We discussed it, we studied it carefully, and at the end of the day, I simply was not convinced that justice was done.
Justice is all Jerry Boyajian says he and his family ever wanted for his older brother, Jeffrey, the victim of the murder. He says he and his family are now trying to move on.
I really feel that justice failed Mr. Clay, and in that respect, it also failed my brother, but there was no point in, you know, continuing to have Mr. Clay in prison.
Now that he's a free man, Clay says he will focus on learning how to live in a world he hasn't known for almost 40 years.
I want to spend some time with my friends and just enjoy the moment, have lunch. You know, I haven't had no steak and cheese sub in quite a while, so I want to enjoy that and just try to focus on what's coming next.
Clay was greeted by applause and shared a hug with his lawyers and supporters. Next, he heads to a transitional program in Lowell. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.